Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. Fintech, Farley. Fintech industry. Curious about that?
No.
Oh, come on. You'd be fine with that.
What? Syntech?
Fintech.
Fintech?
F-I-N. It's fine. Yeah. Fintech. Fintech. Yeah. Currency. GoCurrency.com/careers. Again, that's Terrell Farley joining us today on the show. SIP in Vegas, Bill Fishing. We will have, just to update it before we, today at Media Days, since it's in Vegas, things are going to be a little bit slower. Because it's 2 hours behind us in time. Right now it's 5:45 a.m. in Vegas.
If I was there, I'd be in the casino.
Yeah, and yeah. I might be sleeping at this point.
Spending my per diem.
Yeah. The coverage that we will have with the DP, Nick Sainer, Austin Orman, and Jay Foreman from Las Vegas, made possible by Currency. We just mentioned them. Stephen and Smith Construction, Gary Michaels Clothiers, who, by the way, they are clothing all the different athletes for Nebraska, and Matt Rhule. They'll be clothed by Gary Michaels Clothiers this year. Warhorse Casino, Advanced Medical Imaging, and League One Volleyball Omaha are sponsors of Big Ten Media Days coverage from Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay Resort out there.
So Gary Michaels dressing the
players.
The players.
Yes.
You know,
and Matt Rhule.
The one thing I do like about Media Day is seeing the players dress. When we went to Indy, seeing
you dressed up too.
Yeah, I mean, but when we seen the running back from Blake Corn from Michigan,
he had the velvet suit on.
Suit. Marvin Harrison with the Louis Vuitton bag on.
Oh yeah.
So you know, and people don't know, like, when you watch those players come in, you watch the swag that they have, and Nebraska never had that swag. I mean, we probably had it in the '90s, but when they come in, they're confident. Like, they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They know they're here for business. They talk with a different swagger. They know that they're football players. Not saying that we're not football players, but they're the top of the line football players. You know, like the Penn State defensive end. Like, when they come in there, and then these guys, they look like football players. Yeah. Now we're starting to look like a football team now, because probably 3-4 years ago we didn't look that point. So you know, now we're getting bigger. We're getting stronger. You know, I really want to see what what Dylan Raiola looks like in his suit.
Well, you've seen, I mean, you can tell Farley where Nebraska stands because they haven't had that many draft picks at all. They haven't had any sort of first or second team all Big Ten players. So they don't look the part because they're not getting the accolades of the part. So hopefully that changes sometime soon where you see these players, you know, more get drafted from Nebraska, more have a chance at a first or second all Big Ten team. I looked at, you know, this right now at the preseason all Big Ten pick. Indiana has a ton of players on there. Indiana, in Cignetti's second year, there's like several on defense and offense for Indiana. Illinois has got players left and right. Like, if they can do it, why can't you? There's no excuse for Nebraska to not have that type of player.
Yeah, you're right about that. Don't understand why.
In the NIL era, Nebraska should be more appealing with revenue, money-wise, compared to those schools, I would think.
Well, we're more about come check out our facilities. I don't care about facilities if you're 5-17. You know, you gotta start. You know, we had the facilities to get kids here, but you're gonna have to win more games to get them here. You know, 8-4 or 9-3 Nebraska will get better kids if you have that record. But if you keep going 5-7 and have top of the world technology and buildings out there, it means nothing to these kids.
Yeah, understood. They want the money.
They want the money.
They want the money. Show me the money.
That's it.
Little Jerry Maguire there.
They show me the money.
That's right. Big story in the NFL. It kind of was just kind of a, I don't know why it wasn't a big deal yesterday, but it was reported that Will Levis, the former quarterback of the Titans, is going to undergo season-ending shoulder surgery. He's gonna it's a long-term play for him. So that opens the door wide open for Cam Ward. Come on down. You're the starting quarterback of the Titans this year as the number one overall pick. Do you think he's a guy, Farley, looking at Cam Ward, that is ready for the NFL from week one? A lot of guys need there's a lot of guys, as you know, you've seen the NFL, that are really good in college. It just needs some time before they get, before the starting quarterback in the NFL. He has no time now. He's going to be the guy in OTAs and all sort of in training camp, obviously, and in preseason and week one. He's the guy because he screamed to you as a "I'm ready for week one" type of quarterback, Cam Ward.
Sort of, kind of. He has no choice now, but you know. Just looking at what he did with Miami, you know, he did that without receivers, though. You know, throwing a lot of great balls, putting up a lot of numbers. But this is the NFL, so, you know, things are going to be tight. He's going to have his struggles. He's going to have his up and downs. But, you know, I think the best thing is just throw him into the heat of fire like you did Caleb Williams.
He did, yep.
You got to. I mean, he's number one pick.
He struggled for a while.
How many number one picks you seen that's going to sit there and wait?
I mean, some have.
Some have, you know, but – I'm talking about number one overall.
Number one overall is tough
when
to keep them
when
sitting.
When you draft a quarterback over
that's an immediate need. We need you to start now.
Yeah, that's it. Day one.
And Will Levis, again, the reason we went first overall is because Will Levis just hasn't been good enough. He's had moments where he's been okay, but he's just been an inaccurate quarterback in general that, you know, just can't move the ball down the field very well. Now, to be fair, also, they don't have great skill in Tennessee. You know, you don't have Derrick Henry anymore to run the ball. They don't have great receivers out there. So you didn't have a ton to work with, but, and that's going to be a challenge for Cam Ward. Also, you don't have a ton to work with in Tennessee in terms of skill position, but he should be fun to watch. I kind of forget. He's a decent runner, isn't he, Farley? Cam Ward, remember watching him at all at Washington State in Miami? He's a decent runner, isn't he?
I don't think he runs.
Doesn't run that much.
He might have to. He's not a runner, though.
Will Levis had to run in Tennessee.
Well, he had to run for his life.
Yes, he did. And so he's got to be prepared to run probably a little bit in Tennessee, Cam Ward will. But I look forward to seeing how that goes. I don't envision a great first year for Cam Ward and the Titans because they're just, you know, they have so many problems in that team. But it will be fun to watch them in the preseason to see how he does there. But Will Levis out for the season for shoulder surgery. So, if any Titans fans are out there, good luck to you this year. Should be a rough go. Might be number one again next year in the draft. We might go back to back first overall picks. That's fun.
You get Jeremiah Smith.
Might as well. Hey, if we're gonna suck, let's just suck for a couple years and load up on the skill positions. Because guess what? It's hard to get free agents to Tennessee. Yeah. So if you draft him, they got to come there.
I think it's more about winning. Just like college football, you got to win.
That's right.
You got to win. I mean, we have to win this year. This is probably our most and the reason why I say this is because everybody making a point about Matt Rhule's third year.
Yep.
But to be honest with it, I just, you know, it's different though. It's different. He did that, what, 15, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Different kind of football in the Big Ten.
Right.
Different kind of, you don't have that defense, you're not going to have that good record.
Correct.
And we got to have that good defense. I mean, this is all about defense. I mean, this is the first time in several years that the defense had a question mark.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It always been the defense who's been leading the way.
Agreed, yeah.
But this year is the question marks on the defense.
But you feel good about the linebackers, right? I mean, you lost John Bullock to graduation. He was a big player last year. But you have Marquise Watson, Trent. You've got Shavers. You've got McGahee. I mean, you've got some studs there.
You still got
Javon Wright.
Javon Wright.
Yep.
You got the other guys who's coming in. I mean, where do those guys fit in here?
Dawson Merritt coming in.
The other kid from Omaha. Yep. You know, are those guys, are they going to be able to crack the lineup? I mean, I don't want them to. You redshirt them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the kid from Jacob Bauer.
Yep.
Who's playing great.
Yep, he's had a good offseason.
You're too deep already right there.
William Stewarney from Missouri as well.
Well, he's a
DN. Yep.
Yeah, so you have McCullum. You have McGahee.
Yeah.
That's your two.
I like that.
Okay, McCullum, McGahee, your Jacks. Okay. You got Jacob Bauer and Trent.
Is Bauer a starter?
No, he's a backup.
Okay.
You got Marquise Watson, Trent, and Bauer.
Okay.
In the middle. That's two sets right there.
Mm-hmm.
Javon Wright and Vincent Shavers.
Pretty good.
So, but on third down, you probably can move Javon Wright to the Jack and help him, you know, do his zones read. So you're going to need them backs to drop. Somewhere you got to bring a fourth guy.
Yeah.
Take out a DB and bring in a DN. I'm just saying. You got to put – if you don't have pressure with a three-man front, you're definitely going to get killed every
game. I think Nebraska fans are very, and rightfully so, optimistic about the linebacking core. Like I think that's a good core we just mentioned there. And secondary-wise, you know, you have Singleton back. He'll be at Media Days also today talking. He's been here for several years now. And don't forget, you have Andrew Marshall from Idaho, who might be a starting cornerback. So you've got Sierra Wright, of course, back, who had a good last half of last season. Then you got Marshall in from Idaho. So those might be your starting cornerbacks possibly there. And then you know, it's safeties you feel decent about, I would think, on this team. So I think you're right. Defense has question marks, but I think it all comes back, as I said earlier in the show, to can the defensive line hold steady, because I think it's pretty good beyond the defensive line.
Who plays the rover? That's going to be special right there.
Yep.
Because that rover last year, you know, sometimes that rover was chasing instead of tackling. And when we say that, who's going to play that part? not a Malcolm Hazard. You got to need him for the third corner.
Yep.
Probably one of those brothers. What's the brother's name out there?
I'm blanking here.
It ain't Budo. It's brothers. They two brothers.
Yeah.
Who was the starter of the corners last year?
Well, they had Tommy Hill started in Sierra Wright.
Okay. Who was the safeties?
Singleton.
Uh-huh.
And can't remember. Buford.
Yeah, Buford.
Marquise Buford.
Yeah, his brother.
Buford, yeah.
Maybe his brother can play that. Somebody has to play that Rover spot.
True.
That Rover spot was probably cost us two or three games last year. Ohio State game, run right down the middle.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, so figure that out. And you got a good defense. I don't have a problem rotating 10 linemen in a game. But, hey, if you got to do what you got to do to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just need you to hold them up for 3 seconds and let your linebackers make the play.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying, Jake.
Yeah, I hear you. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Sip is not here today. Bill's not here. So today it's Shut Up Farley.
Oh, my God.
Shut Up Farley is our topic today. Yeah, our topic for this is... You'll love this one, Farley. All-time great college kickers.
Oh, my God.
What schools have these kickers gone to? If you think you know college football very well, you will have a chance today. And these are names you should know, all of these names, I would think. If you know where great college kickers went to school, call us right now at 402-464-5685. Shut Up Farley starts right now. Now,
we've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
I am quite confident this is Farley's first ever attempt at the game show. Right, Farley?
I did it against Sipple one time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Got my butt kicked.
Yeah, well, he does that sometimes.
Might happen again right now.
You don't
but feel, I know kickers.
You feel good about kickers?
Yeah, I know kickers.
Do you yell at kickers usually?
Yeah.
Yeah, you yell and say bad things to them?
Yeah, I'm going to block your kick.
Yep.
That's
yeah,
it.
You're mocking them.
That's
ready.
It.
Okay. Adam, how do you feel about all-time great college kickers today?
Slightly below confident.
Okay, no lifeline for either of you guys. Mano y mano, first question goes to you. Adam, what school did Roberto Aguayo go to? Kicker.
Roberto Aguayo. What year did he play?
He was in the 2010s, that era.
I remember the name. Is it Louisville?
Louisville. Farley, if you don't know it, don't take it. If you get it wrong, you go -1. But if you know it, take
it. I don't want it, Jake.
That'd be Florida State.
Ooh, I was going to say that, too.
Seminoles. 0-0 tie. Farley, first question. What school did Dan Bailey go to? He was in the Alex Henry time frame. Always kind of a thorn in Henry's side at this certain school. In terms of awards and everything. Dan Bailey, late 2000s, early 2010s.
Let's go Penn State.
Penn State, no.
Oh, my God.
Adam, do you want Dan Bailey or not?
I do want that one. I actually remember him when we were kind of the last time I feel like we were good, like top 10 with Martinez, and we went and played a shootout against Oklahoma State, and Dan Bailey was there.
Brilliant. Oklahoma State is correct. You got that one.
I believe he looked that one up, Jake.
No, he did. He described that very well. 1-0 lead for the win. Adam, last question. What school did Rodrigo Blankenship go to?
Oh, man, I remember watching him kick, dude.
With the glasses.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
He had glasses on.
Yeah, I remember Blank. No, that's not right.
5 seconds.
I think I remember, like, purple or blue. Was he? Did he play for K-State?
No. The state is the guess.
I know that one.
Farley, where did he go to school?
UGA.
Brilliant.
Georgia Bulldogs for Rodrigo Blankenship. That means Blankenship. That means this is for the win. But if you get this wrong, Adam can steal and go and Orbit with a tiebreaker. That's what happened.
All right.
1-1 for the win, Farley. What school did kicker Jake Moody go to? Now in the Niners, he was in the early 2020s. Jake Moody.
Oh, I don't know that one, Jake.
5 seconds on Jake Moody's school. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Texas.
Texas. No. Adam, do you want this, or are we going the tiebreaker?
He kicked for Michigan. He was a good kicker.
Brilliant.
That is correct. He did go to Michigan. You win bagels. Congrats, Adam. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You as well. Tough loss for there, Farley.
What happened to the good kick, Sebastian Janikowski?
Yeah, he went to Florida State.
Yeah,
he's a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, you didn't give me like that. You got to ask those questions.
Well, I already had a Florida State player, sir. Aguayo.
Well, they had multiple good kickers, Jake.
Let's see how your math is here, Farley. Tiebreaker. You've already lost the game. This is fun.
Yeah.
NC State's Christopher Dunn holds the record for most career field goals made in his career. Between 2018 to 2022, 5 years. How many did he make in his career? So he had 5 seasons as the kicker of NC State.
100.
Ooh, 97.
Yeah.
3 off. Pretty good guess.
Yeah.
Pretty good guess.
Yeah. I was going to say like 115 because he probably kicked 25 kicks a game, probably. 25 kicks a year. So he 5 years, okay.
Tough loss for you, Farley, but, you know, that's trivia. So congrats to Adam. He wins bagels. And, you know, better luck next time, Farley.
It's okay.
Better luck next time.
Yeah. Let you know I'll be back.
When we come back, hour three, I want to talk more about Illinois and Indiana. How do you handle high expectations when you're not used to that? Target on your back. That's next on Early Break in the Thicket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.